Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The threats to the family continue to mount, but Liberty Counsel is standing in the gap to push back. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about these issues of religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. Matt, we have a year-end partners report, and I encourage everyone to receive it. It even surprises some of the people who work in Liberty Counsel on a regular basis when they really literally see it all put together. There's so many things happening within the Ministry of Liberty Counsel in terms of the litigation, education, and public policy in the three areas of religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. And so our year-end partners report overviews that information. I encourage people to get a copy of that. You'll already receive it if, in fact, you're getting the Liberator. And if not, I encourage you to get the Liberator because it has this and much more for your information. Matt, with regards to the family, we've talked about in the area of litigation, the Scott Lively case involving the sexual minorities of Uganda, very important, critical case. The New Jersey and California change therapy cases, including one that we just asked the U.S. Supreme Court to get involved with. We may be before the High Court in 2015. But we also have defended natural marriage by filing briefs and arguing in courts around the country, including Florida, Virginia, Nevada, Utah, Oklahoma, Texas, Indiana, as well as other states. And we're very much involved in the defense of natural marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
And what's encouraging about this, that we have seen marriage under attack, even in the U.S. Supreme Court, with Justice Kennedy citing in the Windsor case for counterfeit marriage, essentially. But the question is still out there. In Baker v. Nelson, the U.S. Supreme Court had ruled that there was no federal question, which means no 14th Amendment equal protection issue surrounding this issue of marriage. And that's what the homosexual activists are hanging their hat on. Well, the Supreme Court has already ruled on that, and that was pointed out, wasn't it, Matt, by the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which has now ruled in to protect natural marriage, that states can, like in Ohio and Indiana and elsewhere, can have marriage protection amendments. This has set up a conflict, hasn't it, between other circuits around the country. So it looks like almost certainly the U.S. Supreme Court will be taking another stab at this. Liberty Counsel had a key amicus address, brief in that case in the Sixth Circuit, as well as in cases in Oklahoma and in Maryland, Virginia, all over the country.
Yeah, we were involved in that case as well, and that particular case sets up a conflict, which means that the Supreme Court likely will be involved perhaps in 2015, and we're not only in those cases, but others that are out there as well that are still pending, have not yet been decided. So Liberty Counsel's fighting around the country to defend natural marriage as the union of a man and a woman. So your prayers and your financial support of Liberty Counsel are involved in every one of these particular battles that Liberty Counsel's involved with. We also work, by the way, we talked about change therapy laws. The change therapy laws really ban any counsel to reduce or eliminate unwanted same-sex sexual attractions, behavior, or identity. And we're the only ones litigating those laws, California and New Jersey. But we also work to defeat, before it ever got passed, these same proposed bans in Florida, Maryland, Virginia, Illinois, Ohio, and got it defeated one time before the District of Columbia.
Yeah, Matt, Liberty Counsel filed a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court on behalf of minors, parents, counselors, counseling organizations, challenging the law in California, SB 1172. We had talked about in New Jersey, but in California as well. Those are the only two places in the country right now. But now the District of Columbia as well has passed a ban on change therapy. Liberty Counsel will be involved there as well, correct?
That's right, yes. We are working on filing the lawsuit there as well. So we'll be involved in all three locations, defending the right of counselors to provide and clients to receive counsel of their choice in terms of changing unwanted same-sex sexual attractions, behavior, or identity. These whole issues of homosexuality is a direct assault on gender, on the family, on marriage. As a policy matter, if you were to sanction homosexuality in the law, you're sanctioning harmful activity to individuals. It is patently unhealthy, both physically and mentally. You're sanctioning unhealthy activity with regards to children, because it says as a policy matter, boys and girls, you don't need moms and dads. Two moms, they're just as good as a dad and a mom. Or two dads, they're just as good as a mom and a dad. No, they're not. Gender does make a difference. We cannot recreate the natural created order and assume that there's no consequences. There are consequences to children. So Liberty Counsel is involved in these strategic areas. These areas of assault against the family, against gender, against marriage and family, they are an assault against the very foundation of our society. They're an assault against God Almighty and His created order. This is an assault against all the foundational Judeo-Christian values that we hold near and dear. And that's why we must be involved in these cases. We must win these cases.
Now, Matt, another area where we are seeing a rise in attack is against parental rights. Anybody who has ever listened to Faith and Freedom and supporters of Liberty Counsel will be very familiar with this name, Justina Pelletier. Liberty Counsel led the charge to get Justina, after nearly 16 months, returned to her parents, and she probably would still be wasting away in the custody of the state of Massachusetts if Liberty Counsel had not gotten involved in that case.
Yes, she was taken by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and Boston Children's Hospital from her family that was providing necessary and beneficial medical care to her at the direction and under the treatment of the chief of metabolic services or at Tufts Medical Center. I mean, a very reputable individual and facility. And this young girl went for 16 months, 14 to 16, about almost 16 months, without any real medical care, no access to religious services, and very little access to her family at all. It was a devastating situation that was very harmful for her emotionally and physically. And frankly, I think she would have died in the custody of the state had we not gotten involved. We got involved and became very intensely involved in the litigation and finally got her released after about 16 months of incarceration. She still needs your prayers because obviously you can imagine even a hostage who's taken for as long as she was, in good health, will come out in very bad health if not treated right. She already had the need of medical care, and she was abused with the lack of medical care and other ways, and it caused a significant impact on this young girl's life. So continue to pray for Justina, but your prayers and your financial partnership with Liberty Counsel help save the life of this young girl.
Yeah, and it was amazing that the state of Massachusetts fought so hard to keep her and to continue abusing her like they did. But if Liberty Counsel had not stepped in, brought attention to this, brought it to and people like Glenn Beck, Fox News got involved, but if Liberty Counsel had not gotten involved, I think there's a little question, Matt. Justina Pelletier may not even be alive right now.
There's no question in my mind about that very fact. She would have been kept there until she's 18, but she probably would not have made it to the age of 18. But continue to pray for her as she continues to recover, the Justina Pelletier family. Thank you for your prayers and for your support. I mean, this was a significant case among many others, and without your prayers and financial support, we wouldn't be able to be involved. Your contribution makes that possible. Your gift between now and the end of the year will be doubled. So make your gift strategic by doubling its impact. Every dollar will be doubled. Go to lc.org. Again, the website is lc.org. Every contribution between now and the end of the year to Liberty Counsel will actually be doubled by a challenge matching grant. So your dollar becomes two. Literally, this is a great way for you to increase the impact of your gift. So however many gifts, no matter the amount, 5,000 becomes 10,000, will ultimately be doubled between now and the end of the year. This matching challenge grant will be a big blessing to Liberty Counsel. Thank you for being involved. make your contribution impactful now by going to Liberty Counsel's website. If you do an online credit card contribution, it's December 31 by midnight by 11:59 in your time zone. Or if you're mailing a check-in, just make sure that it's dated December 31 to Liberty Counsel. Make your gift known and make it strategic. You can make a difference in the lives of many people. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.